What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
That's your cue to do some radio magic. Peter, how are you? Oh, that's not you there. Is that you there?
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
That's me.
I was thinking, I don't want to put you on the spot now, but maybe later on. I'm just looking at the playlist that you've got assembled for us today, and I see some sunnier days, so I'm thinking you might have a good question for the Witch giveaway at the Hollywood. Are you a fan?
Oh, yeah, I want that ticket.
Oh, do you want that ticket? That's what I figured. So just put that in the back of your head.
Just put the back.
Have you got a B card?
No, I need to fix that. See, I'm not eligible.
Actually, neither do I. That's terrible. I do have to renew it. If only to support the station. I'll do that when I get home. Now I've let that one go. How are you? How are the Picassos going? So if people don't know, Peter is part of the Hallelujah Picassos, a group that's been together since early to mid '90s now.
Around the 1990s, sort of as a multi-genre band, and sort of went our separate ways and sort of reformed in around about the mid 2010s.
Put together
a reissue of some of our stuff because it had been out of circulation for a long time, which is, we did two albums and a couple of EPs, and it's kind of frustrating doing all that music and it just, you know, disappears once the physical product's gone. So we got that back out into circulation and sort of carried on from there making new music and still enjoying doing it.
What's changed all those years later when you get back together as a unit? I mean, people change, music changes. What's different about what you've been making of late compared to that madcap 90s album in particular?
We don't have to go out and play as many gigs to be able to pay for studio time because, you know, I've got a home studio now. Everybody's got a home studio. It's like,
but your sound changed. Your sound changed reasonably, didn't it?
I think our sound's always been multi-genre, so I don't think that underpinning thing's really changed at all. You know, it's just become, you know, when we were doing it, people got freaked out by it, and then, you know, within a very short space of time, it's now become very commonplace for bands to play multi-genre sets, or, you know, same with DJs as well.
No, you're right. Even when kind of like a metal band and a hip-hop group got together, that was considered kind of far out.
Yeah, but it's also those bands at that time, like, you know, you go see a metal band and they play 12 metal songs.
Yeah. Like, how do you find being on stage these days?
It's good fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the configuration's changed because obviously we lost Bobbylon a few years ago.
Yeah, sure.
And we sort of reconfigured ourselves as a sound system, and that's, instead of me playing guitar now, I've now got a laptop with some DJ controller and playing samples and stuff like that, which it kind of means we can make something that's a little bit more sort of grunty and a bit more sort of dancey, which is sort of where we're heading with our sound now. It's sort of more... we sort of call it alternative hip-hop electronica.
Yeah, cool.
It's sort of floating around in that realm.
And you've got something coming up event-wise, which we'll talk about in a bit. But for now, you've come to play me some music, and you're going to start with the Car Crash set. Why this track?
This is a favourite. I sort of was picking some sax with myself and Roland, our singer, and this is one that he suggested, which I really love as well. It's sort of one of those great early sort of electronica bands from New Zealand in the 80s when their electronica music was... It wasn't widespread, you know. I mean, I think Car Crash Set had an advantage in that one of their band members worked in a music instrument shop, so he probably got a discount or he could borrow instruments because electronic instruments, like, you know, synthesizers and that, were massively expensive back then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like, all the way through to the 90s. $10,000, something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Which in today's currency would probably be, I don't know, $100,000, something stupid.
And so they cobbled this together in 1980, I'm going to guess, four?
I would say around about then.
Okay, let's have a listen. We'll chat again in a sec, mate. So there I was just talking to you about a I said, goodness, that's a short track. And then I said, look, tracks got a lot longer in the 90s, and then we moved into kind of Fat Freddy's drop length. Then I was saying to you that hip-hop's got really short again. What's that, sorry?
There was an excerpt of the song.
Yeah, I think somehow
we realised that.
We got a
car crash there. I didn't mean to do that.
We got enough of a sense of it, eh? It was 54 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, that sort of program music back then, like, I interviewed Alan Jansen a few years ago for Audio Culture because he obviously had Body Electric, yeah, who were sort of the Wellington equivalent of Car Crash Set, who were doing electronic music. And I remember him telling me about, they came out to Auckland to do a gig at, Mark Phillips and Peter Urlich's club, A Certain Bar.
Yeah.
And they're up there playing, and about halfway through the set, Barry Jenkins stormed to the front of the stage and literally pulled out the plug, and all the sound went dead. And Barry Jenkins yelled at them, "It's bands like you that cost me my job." He did not like electronic bands.
No. That opinion's changed in my lifetime too. I used to get a lot more untoward comments about that sort of music than you do now. So just to go the other end of the spectrum on the chronologically, mate, we've got a 7-minute tune lined up here, and why wouldn't we with some, I'm assuming, Afrobeat?
Yeah, Kinsani Ade.
Jao Fun Me, why this tune?
This is one of those tunes. I think he'd done quite a few albums in Africa, and then at some point he got signed up by Island Records, and suddenly you could actually find his records here in the shops.
Yeah.
And it was like one of the first sort of Afrobeat records I remember hearing.
Right, right, right.
It's not pure Afrobeat, it's more, I think it's called Juju.
Juju.
Was the style of music that he played. But sure, it's really fascinating, like, you listen to the number of guitars and what the guitars do. It's just, the guitars are quite rhythmic. It's really quite wonderful.
Well, let's do this before I play this. So you got 7 minutes to think about a good question for the Witch Show, which you can't go to because you don't have a B card, but I'll get you to put out a question for a prize winner. So we'll do that after this, and then we'll talk about the event in Albert Park.
Okay.
Great. Sunny Day and his African beats, Jafumi. I think we can safely just chat over the last little bit of that. It was lovely. Sure. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, I like that tune.
Do you miss doing radio? You did it for quite a few years.
Stopped doing it last year after I was doing some stuff on Base FM, but I'm going to... There's a new station starting up called Planet Source I'm going to start up with in March.
Oh, tell us more.
Like, that's all I can tell you.
Is it going to have a strong, girthy frequency? That's the hardest thing in New Zealand, is getting a... It's going to be online? It's going to be online. Of course it's going to be online. It's going to be online. Everything's online. So yeah. He's just gone good. It's one of the radio's a give and take. It's like, actually, you know, that topic, that's all I could tell you. That's all you can tell me. Talk about the show coming up. It sounds great to me because I think going and seeing any music in the sun in a park is a pretty good bet to start with. So
yeah, a park with lots of trees.
Park with lots of trees.
Playing in Albert Park this
please
Sunday.
Please tell me you can tell me more about this.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're playing in Albert Park, which I'm really excited about because we've played there before for BFM Summer Series back in the day.
Yeah.
It's always a wonderful park to play in. We're playing with, first up at 1 p.m, a singer called Macy, who sort of plays a really nice soulful pop. He's got a band with him. We're playing 2 o'clock, and then 3 p.m. we've got the wonderful DJ by the name of Half Queen.
Great.
Who plays amazing multi-genre sets.
And who put their show together? Because it's for the Auckland
Music
Council.
Music in the Parks. Auckland Council.
I used to hate this word, but I use it. Who curated that lineup?
Somebody with extremely good taste.
Fair play. And what time are we kicking off there? I was going to say what time you're playing, but 1 o'clock, the whole thing. And then I assume through until about sunset?
No, I think finishes about 4.
Okay. Now, I've got a very important task for you. I'm going to move this over here. This prize is a single pass to see which acronym we intend to cause havoc. If you know, you know. Hollywood Avondale on Wednesday, the 13th of March. 95% BFM presents, Witch, the Kings of Zamrock and Legends of Zambia Music. They are back featuring the enigmatic Jagui, keyboardist Patrick Mwandela, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and a crew of talented musicians from across the globe. They'll be playing their new album, Zango, and it's going to be a night filled with funk, fuzz, and heaps of havoc. And like Albert Park, I've got to say, and I'm probably preaching to the choir with 95 BFM listeners, but if you haven't got along to a show at Hollywood Avondale, that's worth it to begin with. For more info, head to 95bfm.com, but I have my expert question creator Peter here. He's going to put something out for the listeners.
About which who make wonderful. I think the genre they get. We said the genre was Zamrock.
Zamrock,
yeah. So when I was talking about King Sunny Ade, I mentioned the genre of music that he plays. Like I mentioned Afrobeat, but there was another genre that he's more well known for.
Great question.
So what was the genre that I mentioned it?
What was the genre Peter mentioned when I sort of used that broad term Afrobeat? Text that to 379. First B card holder in with the B number, B card number, takes away that prize. We've got some Bad Brains now. It's Return to Heaven Live. Thoughts on that before I play it?
Love this song. There's a live version. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a bit different from the studio version. This is off.
So someone else lined up your DJ bag today.
That's all right. That's I'm right. Just going to roll with it. It's all good.
Hey, what's wrong with Bad Brains Live? That's a big part of Bad Brains. Let's do it.
Indeed. We'll be right back.
Sorry, Graham, Afrobeat was what I said, and then I was politely corrected by Peter as to the style of music he was referring to in terms of Sunny Our Day, which brings us to the Witch giveaway. We sat here like two expectant children at Christmas watching the watching the text machine, and the answer, Peter, is
Juju.
And you thoroughly deserve that prize with a question
that's
not Googleable. You caught that. You obviously want to go and see the show. You are on the door list, I think. Actually, I'll check that after I play the next song and make sure to see whether you have to come up here and pick up a ticket or whether you're on the door list. Actually, I can have a quick look now. Peter, chat about this next track because it's one of your own and it came out last year.
Tax the Rich, great title. Song called Tax the Rich. Of course, it goes Tax the Rich More because that makes sense. It's sort of where we're heading more as a band in terms of the musical styles.
Yeah.
And one we'll be playing on Sunday afternoon in the park, Albert Park. Yeah. Come along.
And the title kind of self-explanatory in these times we live in this government we've recently acquired.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Marima Davison for posting a Valentine's picture today that said, Happy Valentine's Day, tax the rich.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Anne, your ticket will, or your name rather, and your B-card number will be on the door. Enjoy the show. I think I'm going to be along there with you somewhere in the crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hallelujah Picassos. Thank you, Peter, so much for coming in. Lovely to see you again.
Thank
you. Nice day
me.
To take a stroll out and about around Auckland as you leave the 95BFM studios. Here we go, folks.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.